We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton. Before we start our overall discussions on some of the issues of the day, you and your family back in back home in Southwest Michigan after a little bit of a break right now in Congress, and you guys had to take, you know, had some storms you had to sort of withstand last night.
Well, we got whipped pretty hard. There's a lot of power outages down here, that is for sure, and hopefully it's going to be coming on soon for folks that need it and get things, get the branches and everything picked up. But, yeah, it slammed us pretty hard last night, twice.
Yeah, indeed, and just sort of reminds everybody that no matter how much we try to control things about all of our lives, there are some things that cannot be controlled, and that's certainly weather is part of that. Let's begin first with the Affordable Care Act, the status of which has been somewhat put into question after yesterday's decision by the Supreme Court in the Hobby Lobby case. The junior senator from the state of Michigan, her reaction, pretty much typical of what the Democrats are saying, joins a long list of misguided and disappointing rulings by the Supreme Court's activist conservative majority. Your health care decision should be made by you and your doctor, not by your employer. Corporations should not be given the legal status of people, and they should not be allowed to deny their employees access to essential health care services, including birth control. That seems to be a sterilized version of really a more fundamental decision that that the Supreme Court made about the Affordable Care Act, Fred.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, when you begin to look at the opinion itself, companies are still going to have to go to the court to seek a waiver. They're going to have to establish, in fact, that is their strong belief. I know we've got a line of other institutions like Notre Dame and others very seriously considering legal options to opt out of this. But, you know, when I think about what the court did yesterday, this administration is solidly on the record as saying that their goal in passing the Affordable Care Act was, in fact, to stop or get rid of employer-based health insurance plans. It's one of the reasons why so many folks didn't like the rollout, don't like the new regulations, upset about where things are going, and I think the court decision earlier this week then certainly slaps their hand in terms of the overreach that they continue to have.
Question that our morning show host Dan Spadafore wanted me to pass along to you then is this. Could we see some action on the Affordable Care Act, reforming it, be spurred a little bit more after yesterday's decision?
Well, there are certainly areas that are broken. We've seen improvement in the signing up for folks. I know the administration is still pursuing a lot of new regulations, but I think that in the waning days of this Congress, you're unlikely to see something that would have to be bipartisan, Republican House, the Democratic Senate, to try and really make any constructive changes in what's coming forth.
We're talking with Fred Upton, the Republican congressman from St. Joseph, whose district includes Allegan County, and we've discussed in the past about immigration reform, something that you've been involved with in terms of trying to fix the system. Now it seems as if the president, criticizing an action in the House, vowed to start taking executive actions on immigration reform. The Senate passed a bipartisan immigration reform bill a year ago and never gained traction in the Republican-led House, but it looks as if the president's saying, okay, nothing's going on Capitol Hill, I'll do this myself.
Well, the current immigration issue is a broken one here in this country. It needs to be fixed, and by doing nothing, it only perpetuates that broken law. Lots of things need to happen, and of course, we're all just stung by the tens of thousands of young children that are coming unaccompanied across the border. We've seen the pictures of them riding trains. We know about the drug gangs, the sex trafficking that's going on. I mean, clearly, this has to be stopped. The administration is looking for a lot of money to try and begin to stop it. I know a number of my colleagues are going down to the border during this 4th of July week that Congress is out of session before we come back next week. And it is an issue that has to be addressed, and I'm one that continues to try and say, if you know, can't we get together and begin to seek some real changes? Because it's got to happen. It's broken for employers. It's broken for families that are here, and it sends the wrong signal, as we've seen now, this huge migration of folks from the South coming here with unaccompanied children. Sitting on our hands is not going to make it go away.
Not only sitting on hands, but also basically getting frustrated with, you know, trying to negotiate. And so the president says, okay, I'm going to take my bat and ball and go home and do it my way. And I can do those, so sort of bully my way through this instead of, you know, maybe swallowing a bullet and, you know, doing the hard task of negotiating and give and take, and maybe have to be like a strike negotiations, go behind closed doors until they finally come up with a settlement.
Well, something has to happen. And the House approach had been the idea was certainly a bipartisan one that ended up not getting off the ground, at least at this point, but really looking, instead of one massive, you know, thousand-some-page bill, we'd look at individual components and let members on both sides decide whether they support those. Certainly border security was going to be number one, and this last week, couple weeks, show that, in fact, that's needed, for sure. But expanding H-1B visas, working with the children that had come here, been here perhaps for decades, I mean, all those different individual components were something that was seemed to be on track until the last week or two. And, you know, at the end of the day, ultimately it's going to happen. And I just hope that it, you know, whether it's this year or next year, again, sitting on our hands, doing nothing, doesn't solve a problem that we've got.
We're talking with Fred Upton, Congressman Fred Upton, who is the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. So he does get the questions from his constituents back home about gasoline prices when they are as high as they are now around these parts. Sort of used to seeing prices around the $4 mark come tulip time, but not this late into the tourism season. And certainly, as you say, if you're sitting around doing nothing, it's going to cause inaction with the immigration problem. Sitting around doing nothing, which is apparently the situation going on in Washington right now, apparently might lead to $4 gas for the 4th of July.
Well, we're seeing already the highest gas prices, I want to say, since 2008 for this time of year. And when you see the terrible unrest that's going on over in the Middle East and Nigeria, other places around the world, frankly, they could even have gone much higher had we not, in fact, expanded our energy production on private lands here in the United States. But as we look to the future, we wonder what's going to happen in the Middle East. We know that we're still an oil importer. We've got to continue to look at a North American energy independent plan so that we can be somewhat immune from some of the things that are happening around the world that otherwise will dramatically increase those energy costs. It hurts everybody, certainly businesses, folks trying to get back and forth to work. I mean, all those different things, energy costs have a big impact on family budgets.
Yes, and you know, trying to get the extra, you know, trying to get the supplies in, and also deal with the distribution network, a problem that's been plaguing this state for years and years because of the lack of refineries and such. There's no easy solution, and unfortunately, we're going to have to bite the bullet for a little while with these high gas prices.
Well, and you know, one of the things we saw a number of refineries across the country expand in the billions of dollars, trying to get ready for the Keystone Pipeline, which could produce as much as 750,000-800,000 barrels a day. And of course, 6 years now, we've been waiting for a decision by the administration, and it hasn't happened. So you've got to have oil at the source to get to the refineries to distribute across the country.
One final thing, Fred Upton, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day. The president's about ready to push for more funding for the nation's highways program, saying that the Transportation Department could exhaust the Highway Trust Fund sometime in August if nothing is done. We've had the issue and discussion about roads and repairing roads and funding roads in the state. and it looks as if the rest of the country has got the same problem we got here in Lansing.
Well, you can expect the Congress in the next week or two to come back with a plan to, in fact, make sure that the Federal Highway Trust Fund is not depleted. We've got to find about $8 or $10 billion in the next 2 weeks or so to put it back into that fund, which otherwise would stop highway construction. I expect to see that happen. I know that the Ways and Means Committee, the Transportation Committee, the leadership on both sides of the aisle, on both sides of the Capitol, are working to try and find a solution to this, and I think that we'll find it in the next week or two when Congress comes back. But we know the importance of not allowing that trust fund to go belly up, and you know, gas receipts are down a little bit. We have more efficient fuel vehicles. We aren't driving as much with these higher costs. So because of those reasons, you don't have as much money going into that highway trust fund as in years past. So we're going to have to figure out a way to put some more money in there, and I think that that'll happen in the next 2 weeks or so.
Fred Upton, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day. Wish you and your family well, not only during the upcoming holiday weekend, but we'll chat in 2 weeks. So hopefully all goes well with you and all the people in your family, and we'll talk to you again 2 weeks from today.
Great.